Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and welcome to another edition of the On the Mat Wrestling Show here on barnburner.ca. With me is Rory Mitchell, the Mitchell Report Unleashed, and yes, we're debuting on the On the Mat Wrestling Show here on barnburner.ca, our lady who knows wrestling cold. Her name, and you read her on barnburner.ca, Amanda, you heard her on the barnburner phone line. You guys are okay. Both you guys went to the Little Caesar Arena, the pizza, like I call it, in Detroit to witness Hell in a Cell. We're going to get to Hell in a Cell. We're going to get to Raw and SmackDown. First, let's give the ball to Amanda. She's new here. What did you think of Hell in a Cell? First of all, you were live.
I absolutely loved it. I thought it was such a solid pay-per-view. I mean, it did have, like, a little bit of some low points, but the two Hell in a Cell matches definitely outshined that, and it was an awesome, awesome pay-per-view.
All right, and we're going to go through the card. Let's first off start off with the pre-show match. First of all, the pre-show match was everybody in their seats, and were they hyped up for the Hype Bros against and you know, like, I saw your Twitter, Amanda, you said new gear, new entrance theme music, and hopefully these guys will get a push. Shelton Benjamin, my age, 42, 43 years old, and Chad Gable doing a number on the Hype Bros. And how long left till we see Zack Ryder turn on Mojo Riley or vice versa, and do we care about it? Amanda, you go first.
No, I don't think anybody would care about it. I don't think people care about the Hype Bros that much. I am glad to see Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable together. I think that Chad Gable definitely got a huge upgrade from Jason Jordan.
You mean he got an update from Kurt Angle's son? Come on,
yeah.
Kurt Angle. It's true. He's an Olympic hero. Come on. All right, Rory, what did you think of that match?
Well, the only care I have of that match is if Mojo Riley decides to join back up with Gronkowski next year's WrestleMania, to be honest, right? So let's get to the meat and potatoes of the actual
show. All right, the meat and potatoes, the way to begin a pay-per-view. Arguably, this has been the best first match in years. Hell in a Cell, great, great tag team. As predicted by Amanda on the Barnburner phone line, and she said it, the Usos will win because, Amanda, tell everybody what you said.
I don't actually remember what I said, but...
you said the Usos would win because they want to turn the new to lose the title, make a new record for losing, winning, and all that. But that was really, no pun intended, a barn burner of a way to open up a pay-per-view. Right, you guys?
Oh, yeah, it was brilliant. It was such a good match.
Were the crowd really into that match?
Definitely. 100% behind that. I mean, who couldn't be? You could not be into that match.
And you weren't surprised, but Rory, were you surprised that the title change right there?
I wasn't surprised. It's crazy because I never liked the Usos' old gimmick. So when they decided to come out with this edge that they have, it made me kind of believe, but they sold me at the pay-per-view. Those guys, man, I tell you, when I say arguably this is, easily I could tell you top five Hell in a Cell match. Now, a lot of the Hell in a Cell matches we see are one-on-one, but to be a tag team, this is also, I feel, going to be as a candidate for match of the year also, too. It was great. It was well-polished. There were certain spots in the match that, even what they did with the kendo sticks, right, were simply remarkable, you know, pinning. Like, when is the first time we ever seen somebody take the kendo stick and actually pin somebody in the corner? Creative thinking, right? But, you know, with the New Day, I think it's time for them now to kind of whisper in the wings. I expect the Usos to actually hold on to these tag team titles, to be honest, till about WrestleMania, till they lose it. So who they lose it to is yet to be known. I think we talk about with Shelton Benjamin and and his tag team partner there. I just think that's just going to kind of get them prepared. I think Shelton Benjamin eventually should branch off to a singles competitor, and I'd like to see him hopefully next year pick up the U.S. title.
All right. You want me to break some news? Rory, you're the insider. Do you want to break some news here? Do you want to break some news, or should I break the news since you're the so-called insider?
Joe, you're going to break the news for Ashley right now. I already told you what I have in store, and it's going to be
all right. I'll break
the end
news.
Of the recording.
I'll break the news. And actually, I'm over-scooping Amanda here. Amanda, let me break the news here. I have heard, Amanda has heard from several sources that the Usos will lose the tag team titles, most likely to the New Day again, at the Starrcade event in Greensboro, North Carolina. Expect some fireworks to happen that night. It's November 25th in Greensboro, North Carolina, the Starrcade event. We're taping this. Actually, it would have been Dusty Rhodes' birthday, if you will. Dusty Rhodes, happy birthday. Now, that's some huge news. Let's get to the second match of
the
Hell in a Cell tape.
The late great Dusty Rhodes and really put some emphasis on that birthday. Don't you think so?
Well, are you going to cut a Dusty promo? Since you cut me off, are you going to cut a Dusty promo?
I can't cut the... Listen, one thing you can't do is duplicate greatness. And he's greatness, you know? There's two
it was
promos.
Hard times. It's hard times dealing with Rory. It's hard times. Never mind. All right. Second match of the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. And Amanda's boy here, I'm going to ask why you like him, but Randy Orton against Rusev. You are sort of in love with Rusev, right?
I do.
You want
I
to
think
steal
ever
him
since...
away from Lana.
Ever since he got rid of Lana, or not got, he didn't get rid of her, but they just didn't put them together. I think he really came out and started to shine. He got more of a character. Every day now is a happy Rusev day to me.
You want him to crush, right?
Yeah.
You have a crush on him. Rory, do you have a crush on Rusev or Randy Orton?
I don't have a crush on either, actually. What I'd like to see is Randy Orton turn heel, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yes.
I think it's time for Randy Orton to turn the real RKO legend killer. Let's kind of minus the legend killer, but let's turn him heel and let him run roughshod over the SmackDown, or rumored, what I've been hearing now, is him potentially going back to Raw, because I guess he's not too thrilled about the SmackDown roster right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if he does go to Raw, who do you see him feuding with, Rory?
Oh, okay. This is a good one.
What are you? I'm a broadcast journalist. Come on.
You know what I'd like to see him, who I'd like to see him go against? A couple people. Finn Balor, because I think him and Finn Balor could have a good WrestleMania match. And then I'm going to throw out another one. I would like to see him maybe even fight against, I know this is going to sound a little ludicrous, but if they can somehow pair these guys, you're going to say, for instance, keep him on the SmackDown brand, I would love to see him fight Bobby Roode, Mr. Glorious himself.
You know, that would be glorious.
That would be a great match. It would be a tremendous match. We already seen him fight Seth Rollins, right? So we've already seen what they did. That was magic in the ring. But,
yeah.
You know.
So, Amanda, if he goes to Raw, who would you like to see him feud with?
I think, the Finn Balor would be pretty cool. That would be an interesting setup. Has he ever fought Roman Reigns?
Yes.
They had a little bit. Roman Reigns is boring. We're gonna get into all that. Oh, this is gonna be good tonight.
we're gonna continue with Hell in a Cell. Now they added the triple threat. You know, Ty Dillinger added into the next match between Baron Corbin and AJ Styles, so a triple threat match. Baron Corbin is your new United States champion. Are you happy about this, Amanda?
I am. I actually thought, like, I didn't understand why this match wasn't a triple threat match to begin with because of all the interferences between Dillinger and Corbin, Corbin and Styles, Corbin and Dillinger. So I thought this should have been a triple threat match. I was happy that it was. It ended up being a triple threat match, and I still would have predicted that Corbin would have won, and I'm happy that he won. I think he'll bring a totally different a mood to the title.
Now, was the crowd booing that he won, or were they into it? Like, because everybody loves AJ Styles, and people, you know, love Ty Dillinger, 10, 10, 10. That's how much Rory could count to, 10. But, you know, were they really upset at Baron Corbin winning?
Yeah, there's a lot of boos for that.
All right, Rory, what did you think? 10.
Well, you know
9.
That. Really?
8. You got 10 seconds. Come on.
Okay, the thing with Baron Corbin is, at the end of the day, is what I liked about him is now he has a title. The Lone Wolf is now on the mid-card of the SmackDown roster, so it's time for him to really show what he's about. Don't expect to see him really cheat to win. I think he's going to go over in a lot of his matches. This one big thing I wanted to point out is this. When he kicked AJ Styles through the rope to finish off the match to pin Ty Dillinger, that was so believable. Because I'm like, I've seen AJ Styles take some bumps, but to take a bump like the way he did, it's like he kicked him through the ropes to the actual mat on the outside. So at the end of the day, it was good to see. Along with the Lone Wolf, and I'd like to see him actually have a lengthy run at the U.S. Championship.
All right. The next match, and I'm going to go first to Amanda with this one because it was the ladies' title on the line. I thought it was a very weak finish, disqualification, doing a number to the knee, Natalya doing a number to Charlotte's knee. What did you think of this match overall? And it sets up, you know, another match between these two. And who knows, because arguably Ronda Rousey and her group are going to face the four horsewomen of the WWE. So I don't know how long Natalya's going to have the belt, and is Carmella ever going to cash it in?
To me, this match, being there live, was very weak and very slow. Again, because Natty's so technical when she wrestles, there was a lot of floor work. She was working Charlotte's left leg the whole time, and then there was the weak finisher. So to me, the match didn't do it for me, but I heard like from other people say that it was a good match when you saw it on TV.
All right, Rory?
Yeah, my thing is that the match, watching this match, it wasn't the best for me. I think Charlotte, and maybe just, you know, the situation with Ric Flair being sick in the hospital and stuff like that, maybe her mind is not on wrestling right now. So going in that match, I can kind of see where there were spots that she was stiff. Mind you, watching I watched it twice. Now, watching it live is one thing, and then watching it again on TV the next day, because there's certain things that you can see and certain things that you don't see, right?
Yeah.
So when I look at Charlotte, like, you know, I know they're trying to set up the four horsewomen and stuff like that. When are we going to see that Survivor Series? It, to me, it didn't do justice. I think they're going to give Natty the title because we're about to see her hold on to it for a little bit. And then she's probably going to take a step away from the WWE. You know what I mean? Spend some time, you know, with her husband and stuff like that. So, you know, Carmella now, where she comes into it, I really don't think she should cash in because I don't. If she cashes in, it's not going to be believable. You know what I mean? I just don't think she has enough momentum. plummeted. Like, James Ellsworth is a cornball. You know, I say that word a lot. And I'm not too sold with him either. Like, the only way, I'm going to say, this is going to sound crazy. I think the only way that this cash-in will work with Carmella is if you can reunite her back with Enzo and Cass somehow. So somehow do a draft, somehow shake it up a little bit, and have it where she has to either go to Raw, stay on SmackDown, and try to bring Enzo over there. And then when Cass comes back from his, you know, ACL injury and stuff like that, that's where you can kind of make that the three of them really, really unique, and they all could be big-time heels in the company.
By the way, Enzo is a main event player now. I got news for you. Three-time main event. We'll get to it in a couple of seconds. But I got breaking news again. Several sources have told Amanda that Starrcade event, I believe, is going to have two or three title changes on that card, and how fitting it is, as you guys know, Greensboro, North Carolina, Ric Flair country. Can I get a woo that Charlotte wins the title? Now, the next, I'm not even going to go a match, but you mentioned Breezango, Fandango, Jeff Tyler Breeze, The Ascension. These guys are hilarious. I'm not going to touch on that, but that was another installment there of that segment after the, you know, after the Charlotte. But then we got another one, Jinder Mahal against Shinsuke Nakamura. Now I'm going to ask Amanda, Shinsuke Nakamura, best entrance theme music, how was it live?
Oh, always amazing.
Rory, come on, start humming Shinsuke Nakamura.
You'll never hear it from me. I want to hear Amanda's review on this match, and then I'll follow up. Let Amanda go first, please.
Okay,
just because
so,
she always goes first, just because of that, I'm going to go Rory first. No, go ahead, Amanda, go.
So I love Shinsuke Nakamura, like, love, obsessed with him. And I
hold on, I thought you were going crazy about Rusev.
No, but my one true love is Shinsuke.
It's Joe, I know. Go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
And I absolutely despise Jinder Mahal. I hate the fact that they are using the title to elevate a superstar, whereas usually you need to use the superstar to elevate the title. He was a jobber. He was a jobber before this. He didn't get any. And then now he's just all of a sudden this world champion who sucks. He watches his moves a lot.
Whoa.
Rory, don't cut her off. Let her finish. Then this is called a show, Rory.
He botches his moves. So I was not looking forward to this match, which sucks because, one, it's the championship, and, two, it was Shinsuke Nakamura, but I couldn't really care less because I knew that Jinder was going to win.
All right, Rory, now.
So, Amanda, I'm going to rebuttal here. And I'm going to agree with you. Shinsuke is great, but the WWE, this is where the WWE buries their talent. And I like how you put the title elevates the superstar. The superstar is supposed to elevate the title. That's true.
Yes.
The thing is that I think, see, here's the thing about it, and I know that there's the India tour and all this other stuff, and, you know, WWE Network over in the Asian community now and all that other good stuff, but this is where they do so bad when guys go to the main roster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shinsuke,
yeah.
And I said to him, I thought Shinsuke going to SmackDown would have elevated him. Jinder, jobber, I'm not going to agree there because I've seen this coming from Jinder even when he was on Raw. And I got a house show down here in London, Ontario, and the way that they pushed him at the house show, I was like, okay, something big's about to happen with Jinder Mahal. I like Jinder. My only thing about him, I wish he didn't have the two henchmen with him, because I think Jinder is believable to the crowd, because you can see, like, and again, like I said, I was there. I could see certain people are, like, clapping and cheering for Jinder. I'm like, yo, this is interesting. You know what I mean? He's a heel. But But overall, the match, you know, again, they buried Shinsuke now. And it's like, the only way Shinsuke is going to be able to elevate is he's going to have to somehow in the next month be believable on TV. And if he does pick up a title at Starrcade, which is what the rumor mill is saying, then it should be interesting to see all heading into or headlining into Royal Rumble is when he decides to pick it up. But I think right now, and I know Joe's going to probably disagree here, is that I think Jinder's going to hold this title for a little bit longer. That's just the way I see it right now. Unless they decide to maybe switch the champions over to a different platform, then I could see him losing it. But right now, I think Jinder's going to hold this title for a bit longer.
You're listening to the On the Mat Wrestling Show here on barnburner.ca with Rory Mitchell of the Mitchell Report Unleashed. And the new, I'm not even going to call you diva because now it's not even a diva, a lady superstar, Amanda. We're recapping Hell in a Cell. We're going to get to Raw and SmackDown. Now, the next match, it was a glorious one. Bobby Roode against Dolph Ziggler. I didn't like the ending. It was an okay match. I didn't like the ending, pulling the trunks, Dolph Ziggler pulling the trunks, Bobby Roode pulling the trunks. You know, Dolph Ziggler pulling the trunks is one thing. But Bobby Roode, who is the face, who is arguably, like Rory said, probably going to get pushed and pushed hard in the next few months, pulling the tights during the first big pay-per-view match, that's not a good way to push your next superstar. I'll go with this one with Rory first.
See, I think I see what they're trying to do. I don't know if it's going to work because, see, this is, again, creative writing. This is their scripts. And I'm not trashing the WWE scripts. I just think they can make things a little bit believable. For me, I think they're trying to make Bobby Roode a heel, right? Mm-hmm. Even though he'll get cheered, I think they're trying to push him to heel. Now, this is my opinion. Him rolling up the trunks is kind of having like a dirty finish, is what I would say. The ending to this match was atrocious. I didn't like it whatsoever. It should be interesting to see within these next couple months what you do with Bobby Roode, like Jonas said. I like Bobby Roode right now. The thing is, are we going to strap the rocket to his back and take him off? Because right now, the only one that I see on this roster, there's only three guys I see on this roster in no specific order that can beat Jinder right now. It's AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, or it's going to be Bobby Roode. It's one of those three, I think, within the next several months is going to beat him, 1, 2, 3, and be able to take the title off of him. They feud for a little bit, and then Jinder goes to a separate way and whatnot. I'd like to see Bobby Roode. I thought Bobby Roode would have got a clean finish, hit his finisher on Dolph Ziggler, and that would have been the end of it. Because we don't need to carry this in a saga. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, this was easy to be done. You could have ended at the pay-per-view and then let Bobby Roode, you know, even, you know what, this would have been kind of cool here. Because I know we didn't really touch on this match yet. Is have even Bobby Roode and Kevin Owens do some stuff, right? Because I think mic-wise, Kevin Owens would love to go one-on-one with Bobby Roode. I can see the mockery right now that Kevin Owens is going to do now with the newly protege.
Hold on.
Which I know we'll get into that.
Before Amanda rebuttals that was one of your first of only maybe two or three good points you have since I've known you. Enzo Amore first started out, you know, the biggest face, but then he pulled the trunks and you saw the start of a heel turn. Maybe you could see the start of a heel turn from Bobby Roode because he pulled the trunks. Amanda, what do you think?
I definitely think he should be a heel. He was a heel in NXT, and I think his character was a lot better than him being a face. If he was to stay a heel, I definitely think he should have had a clean win. If anybody knows how to lose and put somebody over, it's Ziggler.
Yeah, he's a show-off for that. And the only thing he showed up was his bum. All right, now, in the main event, 40-minute Hell in a Cell match. I'm not going to get to everything. Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens, Shane McMahon climbing the top of the ladder of the steel cage, and then fighting on top of the steel cage. Thank God they reinforced that Hell in a Cell, because, you know, Kevin Owens, let's face it, he's like Rory, he's 300-something pounds, and Shane McMahon is probably 200-something, so thank God they reinforced that cage. How was it live for you guys? That match, of course, some jumping off, and then Sami Zayn, solely the coolest. Nobody talked about him, the heel turn. We mentioned Bobby Roode sort of maybe turned heel, but Sami Zayn coming out of nowhere, heel turn. But how was that when he jumped off the cage live for you guys? Amanda, you start.
It was so nerve-wracking. Oh, my God. My palms were sweating. My heart was racing from where I was
sitting.
Sort
of like when you see me, right?
Of course.
All right. Go ahead.
So from where I was sitting, I couldn't see Kevin Owens on the table, so I didn't see the whole Sami Zayn thing. So for me, I just thought he landed on Kevin Owens, and I'm like, okay, both of them are dead. This is great. And I'm like, his kids are in the front row. They're watching this. And then I see on the big screen that Zayn actually pulled him off, and then I freaked out, for like literally lost my mind. And there's also like a lot of funny reaction clips on YouTube, if you check them out, of people losing their mind to Sami Zayn's heel turn.
Now I want to mention before Rory gives his point, I, as reporter, media guy, and I know these wrestlers go way, way back, but Kevin Owens shouting at Shane McMahon's kids and Shane McMahon's kids laughing, that killed the story, all right? Killed the story, because even if everybody knew that Shane is going to jump off or whatever, if you're a little bit concerned, your kids who are, let's face it, they're not 2, 3, 4, 5, they're probably around 10, 12, 14 years old, laughing at that, they already knew that everything's going to be all right. And I saw the kids laughing, and Kevin Owens, you know, what Rory said a couple minutes ago, he's the best on the mic, he's the best to get aggravation, he's the best to get heat, and they're laughing at it. So that sort of took away from that match, at least for me. Rory, what did you think?
Well, I'm just going to make a couple quick points. See, my part of this match that I didn't understand is, what spot did they want to have happen? There was, I thought, where when Kevin Owens was on the top of the cage, he was going to throw Shane off, or Shane was going to throw him off. That didn't happen. Then I looked at the both at the top of the cage from where I'm sitting, and I'm like, okay, somebody's going through the cage. That didn't happen. Mm-hmm. I think that the way that this match should have ended, I think it went way too long, is they should have done the pop-up powerbomb on through the cage, because I think that you could have ripped Shane off TV for a while if that happened, right? Have Kevin Owens climb down, but the thing is, you got to look at.
He survived a plane crash. They won't write
that. Yeah, but Joe, you got to look at the angle. You got to look at that angle, because if the pop-up powerbomb is through the actual top of the cage, if he does that correctly, Shane's going to land on his neck. He's not landing on his back. No, he's landing on his neck. God forbid he could have got paraplegic, you know what I mean? He could have got paralyzed. I would have I thought Shane was going to win the match. I didn't expect the heel turn to happen. So it would have been nice if Shane was going to win to just throw Kevin Owens off the cage, because I don't think people knew this. Now, where I was sitting, I couldn't see it. But if you notice, Kevin Owens, what he was wearing, when I was watching it on TV, and this kind of stuck out a lot, he looked like he had some protective padding underneath what he was wearing. So I'm like,
all right, hold on. I spoke to Kevin Owens. I spoke to Kevin Owens after the match. Monday. He was wearing protective, and I'm going to tell you what he was wearing. He even told me, remember, and this is a great segue, because we're going to touch on this in a few seconds, the Shield, when they came out, especially Roman Reigns, had a protective, whatever you want to call it, like the police have and all that. He was wearing that for that match as well. So he was wearing, and Shane McMahon actually had protective also underneath his shirt there. So both of them were wearing protective guards or whatever you want to call it. But Kevin Owens was wearing his more, because Kevin Owens comes out wrestling in sort of long shorts.
T-shirts, and then the cutout T-shirt and stuff like that. I just wish, like I said, and I think what we're going to see real quick is a quick hot take with Sami Zayn's heel turn and Kevin Owens. I'm going to throw this out here. Why don't we have an all-Canadian tag team?
We'll get to that. I'm going to touch on that when we talk okay. about SmackDown. But another key moment, and we're going to close off the Hell in a Cell. Another key moment, Kevin Owens climbing the cage, looking down at Shane McMahon, wanting to jump. No, I'm not going to jump. No, I'm going to. That was classic because he's a heel, and then he wasn't, you know, Shane McMahon did it, but Kevin Owens, even though he's a heel, he didn't jump. Okay. Give me your rating out of 10, Amanda, for the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view.
For the whole pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Ooh, I would have to say 9.
Okay, Rory?
It was a solid 9.
This is tough because there's a lot more that I expect to happen. So I'm going to give it, it's going to sound crazy, I'm going to give it a 7.
A seven and a 9. And by the way, for a more detailed recap of the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view by Amanda, check out barnburner.ca. Her article is up. Now we head the next night to Raw because this was a SmackDown exclusive pay-per-view. So next night on Raw, I'm not going to get to everything, but there was two key points. Number one, The Shield doing a number on Braun Strowman. And now for the next pay-per-view, which is about 10 days from now, a TLC match, The Shield up against Cesaro, Sheamus, Miz, and Braun Strowman. Now, I haven't confirmed this. I'll break news again. Listen to this very, very closely. Rory, do you know where TLC is from?
I can't remember. Sorry. No.
All right. Amanda, do you know where TLC is from?
Like, where they're having it this year?
Yeah. Come on.
Minneapolis.
See? Rory, I'm going to reverse. She's going to be the insider. Now, who comes out of Minnesota? Brock Lesnar out of Minnesota. 4 against 3. Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns are scheduled to face at WrestleMania, correct? Correct. Mm. So...
Oh,
could
you
see Brock Lesnar teaming up with Roman Reigns, a last-minute addition on Raw? I cannot confirm this, or I can't deny it. That's what I have heard Monday when I talked to Kevin Owens. He said that may happen. 4-on-4, Shield, Brock Lesnar against Braun Strowman, Cesaro, Sheamus, and The Miz. Right now it's 4 against 3. It doesn't matter. What did you think the actual sight of The Shield putting out Braun Strowman? What did you think, Amanda?
I loved it. I was like a 12-year-old girl at a One Direction concert.
Now you're
going to
sing One Direction? Yeah. We're finding out a
no,
lot
I don't
of
want.
Loves
I don't know. I don't actually
more.
Like One Direction. But I just know that girls go crazy for them.
Rory does. Come on, not only girl, Rory does. Come on. All right. So that was key. What did you think about that, Rory?
I'm going to be honest here. I think the Shield reunion was too soon. The reason why I think it's too soon is because now you have nothing to do with Roman Reigns until about WrestleMania.
What did I just say?
I hear you, but let me finish, because here's the thing is that I could see happening. I'm going to piggyback of what you said about TLC. The Shield, now you can pitch the angle now where the Shield can attack, if it's true, Brock Lesnar at the end of that match. Like I said again, I think it's too soon, and there's nothing to really do with Seth Rollins or Dean Ambrose or Roman Reigns right now. I hope that it works out, But we've seen it coming a mile away, right? So it wasn't something that was like a surprise at the end of the day for me, right? So.
All right. Now another key point, and then we'll get to the final point of Raw. For me, another key point was Emma is the first victim of Asuka at TLC. I'm not going to say she won the belt, she faces Asuka, but is there any doubt that Asuka will run through Emma? Amanda?
Well, obviously Asuka is going to destroy her, but I do think that they will put on a pretty good match. I think giving Emma this chance against Asuka is a good way to get Emma the exposure that she wants. She is a decent wrestler. I mean, her gimmick is stupid and they really need to change that, but she's a good wrestler and she'll do well against Asuka. She'll lose, but she'll do well.
Lori?
Well, it's Asuka, and she's coming in there to run through the whole women's division in Raw. I don't expect to see a quick match. I think it's going to be at least, I'm saying 5 minutes. I don't even think it's going to go 5 minutes. It might even go two. But, you know, we'll definitely have to see what Asuka's going to do. I expect her to dominate this division until hopefully Nia Jax picks up the title and dethrones her.
All right. Now, the final thing about Raw, before Raw started, this was supposed to be the main event. Neville versus Enzo Amore. It was changed during Raw to Enzo Amore and, you know, him losing the title. You know, they're pushing this guy in the main event. And how long did he hold the title? 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
As, you know, so what did you think of that sort of title change?
It's so hard to, like, really try and care about 205 Live and Enzo Amore, but I think that the reason that Enzo's been main eventing Raw the last 3 weeks is because, this is my theory, I think it's because of Monday Night Football. They don't want to lose ratings, so that's why the Shield and Braun Strowman spot was during halftime.
What are you eating? What does that mean? What
do
you
know?
Come on.
That was actually, I never even thought of that. Amanda, shout out to you for doing that. That's a good call. No, honestly, legitimately, that's a great call because I would have never thought about that. I don't even think Joe thought about that, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, never mind. Let's get to SmackDown.
That was a jab to you. That was a jab to you.
I know. You're jabbing me. I'm gonna give you the low blow now. Now, look, what did you think overall of SmackDown as we conclude this segment quickly? What did you think overall of SmackDown? Rory?
SmackDown was very, very the way I thought it was going to go. You know, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn coming out, doing their thing, doing their spots. The tag team match between Randy Orton and Shinsuke against Rusev and English? Alex English, whatever his name is.
Can you sing like him?
No, I can't. And then, you know, doing the tag team turmoil and whatnot. To be honest, my biggest downfall of SmackDown is, why is the world champion not on SmackDown on Tuesday? Why is he not there?
He was in India. He's in India with the Singh brothers.
Okay, perfect. So you're inside of breaking
news
at the same time. But here's my thing is this. Okay, if he's not on the show, at least do a live feed. Do a feed or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Bring the modern day
Maja. Promote he's in India?
Yeah, of course. He could be like, listen, he could have been like, listen, SmackDown, I took my talents to India to go celebrate my victories from Hell in a Cell. You could have ran it that way. It's a perfect pitch, right? You could have done it. At least you can't keep the champion, the main champion, on a homebrew show. You can't keep him off of TV. Come on now.
Yeah.
Rory, are you mad because Kevin Owens not your brother?
I'm not big on Kevin Owens, but Amanda, back to you.
All right,
I like SmackDown. SmackDown was okay. I mean, I think after that pay-per-view, there was a lot of bruised and broken superstars, so it was a little bit slower. I loved the way that they're doing Sami Zayn's heel turn, where he's, like, not really fully heel. He's still, like, a nice guy, but he's just lost it because he keeps getting walked on. So I like that angle that they're doing. The whole Rusev and Aiden English thing didn't make sense to me at all, but that's just me.
What about the re-debuting of Luke Harper and Eric Rowan? The Bludgeon Brothers.
It looked like that was a promo that they found in, like, their 1992 vault. It was so weird.
Okay, and Rory
mentioned the WWE and these gimmicks that they give these wrestlers. I don't understand it. I don't understand why Luke Harper wasn't used properly. Like, you could have put him in the main event picture at one point in time, but
yep, definitely.
Whatever. All right, Rory mentioned, as we close the out here, Rory mentioned that they should put more Canadian stars with Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. How about the Montreal Canadiens, because both of them are from Montreal, and put Ty Dillinger turning heel because he's from Niagara Falls. Maybe put Natalya in there, and you get the new Hart Foundation. After December, let's face it, Jinder Mahal is going to be Indian until December. And then after December, that tour is finished. What about him coming out and saying he's actually Indian-Canadian? With the Singh brothers who are from Vancouver. Rory, what do
I think? Like I said, I'm big on Jinder, so it doesn't matter if he's from India. It doesn't matter if he's got Canadian heritage. It doesn't matter if the Singh brothers are from Vancouver. I just like to see him now just to be believable on TV. You know, he beat Shinsuke clean. I know some people are going to still say, well, the brothers had to get evicted out of from ringside. But at the end of the day, let him start believing to the fans, to the insiders, to everybody that he can hold the title and become the major key player on SmackDown.
All right. Before we close out this edition of the On the Mat show here on barnburner.ca, Rory, we got the newcomer, Amanda. First time, Amanda, I got to say, you really impressed us and really great. Rory, don't you owe her a shirt?
Oh, well, hey, the shirt is in mid-transit right now. I'm going to get I had to get after, you know, size for location, address and whatnot.
No, you can't ask the lady that. You're going to ask the phone number. You're going to ask her age. You're going to, what's wrong with you?
No, I never asked her age. I didn't get too personal. I just went to the general basics. I went straight to the meat and potatoes. And, you know, she's got a shirt that's going to be going into transit. I'm a man of my word. So, you know, shout-outs to Amanda coming on the team. Shout-outs to Amanda coming on the team, showcasing, you know, her wrestling knowledge and all that other brilliant
stuff.
So
now let me ask you a question, Rory. Let me ask you a question because you got another big announcement coming. But let me ask you a question. We rated the pay-per-view. Now, can you rate Amanda's performance for first ever time here on the mat wrestling show here on barnburner.ca? Tell me the truth. Rate it from 1 to 10.
I can rate it like this. I'm going to rate it even better. I don't even do numbers. I'm going to rate it glorious.
That's perfect. That's even better than the perfect 10.
She's the perfect 10, I know. But she likes Shinsuke Nakamura's entrance music. Come on, give me a little bit of that, Rory.
Glorious.
See, he's a little bit dyslexic. All right, so come on with your major announcement, Rory. Tell everybody here on the Mat Wrestling Show on barnburner.ca your announcement. Go ahead.
All right, so the announcement is there is a special game that's coming out on PS4 and Xbox One. For all that don't know, and this is a wrestling show, WWE 2K18, sorry, I almost butchered that, right, is coming out. Now, if you can if you pre-order it ahead of time, right, you'll be able to play it 4 days early. But what we're going to do for fans or a fan, I don't know yet. I'm going to run it. I'm going to do two copies, PS4 or Xbox. But what I'm going to do is, you have to come up with your 2018 Royal Rumble winner and the reason why you think they should main event WrestleMania for 2018. So I'm going to wrap
on,
that
on.
Up.
So you're going to tell them this contest is running for 2.5 months?
I never said that. See, you let me finish. It's going to go to the end of the month, starting this weekend. When I craft everything up, I'm going to make sure I put it exclusively on bondrunner.ca, who is likely to win the 2018 Royal Rumble, right, and why they should main event WrestleMania next year. But that's how the contest is going to go, and I'm going to pick it could be one winner, it could be two winners, depending on how generous I feel, and they will get a game shipped directly to their location. This is only for North American residents only, so if you live in the States and you live in Canada, it is exclusive to you.
What about if you live in Mexico? Nice. There's a wall up. So what do you if you live in Mexico? Would you deliver past the wall?
Let's take it back to Amanda.
Wow. All right, no. Amanda. Wait, is Amanda eligible to win this contest?
Let's take it back to Amanda.
All right. Amanda, any last comments here for your first appearance on the Mat Wrestling Show?
It was awesome. Thank you so much. I totally enjoyed doing this. I look forward to doing this a lot more.
Okay. Amanda, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. And you're also on another podcast. Do you want to tell everybody about that?
Yep. So you can follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @kfabulous, KayFabeulous. And, yeah, I do another podcast every Tuesday. We go live from 7 to 8 p.m. just before SmackDown, and it's called The War Report, and it's with Tag Me a Date.
Wow. All right. So what's your Twitter handle once again?
KFabulous.
Okay. Come on. Spell it out. Come on. I'm doing something here. Come on. Go ahead. Spell it out.
KayFabe. ULOUS.
All right. Now, who is, you know, the guy, I'm going to be honest with you, who's the guy who's going to be your, if Carmella is you, who's going to be your guy where you're going to drag him along via a dog collar? Is that Rory?
No comment.
All right, Rory, are you going to take that job?
Let's take it back to Amanda, please.
All right. So, Rory, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. Remember, the Rory Mitchell, the Mitchell Report Unleashed, what episode are you at?
55 will be coming out. So by the time this comes out, 55 will be already out in the universe, in the atmosphere, exclusively on SoundCloud and iTunes. And before I even give out my credentials right now, again, Amanda, thanks for coming on the show. Thank you for being a part of this team on bondrunner.ca, on the Mad Podcast. And let's keep continuing working together, right? You bring some great points, some very, very strong characteristics of a female reporter when it comes to the WWE. So, you know, rock that, the Brazango? Rock that.
Brazango.
Surprise. Yes, rock that surprise. many, many pictures. I probably know that's probably going to be your new Twitter ID also, too. But, you know, you did a glorious first episode.
Yeah, that's the only word he knows how to sing, by the way. All right.
So, real quick, like I said, you guys can follow me also on Twitter, Rory EGN. I'm there available for any questions, comments, and, wrestling debate. And check out for that wrestling contest. I'm telling you, it's going to be a barn burner.
All right. Once again, Rory said it eloquently. It's our pleasure to welcome Amanda on board here on Barnburner. Welcome to the team. You did a fantastic, fantastic job. You're better than Rory. Anyways, you've been listening to On the Mat Wrestling Show here on barnburner.ca with Rory Mitchell, the Mitchell Report Unleashed. And Amanda, what's your Twitter handle once again?
KFabulous, KayFabeulous.
And check her out. on the War Report every Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m., brought to you by Tag Me a D. Thanks a lot, guys.
Can I say something real quick before we cut off the air? Amanda,
yes.
If you had to cut a promo right now, and I know I'm probably putting you on the spot, say you're going after Natalya right now for WWE Divas Championship. She's out there in the middle of the ring. She's talking smack. How you come out now? What's the first thing you're going to say to her? I know you can cut a promo.
I would need to have, like, 4 shots of vodka to be able to cut a promo.
Okay.
Rory, I'm calling you out right now. Me and you in the ring next week here on the On The Mat Wrestling Show, barnburner.ca. I'll make you feel the glow.